it's inspired by strippers from the 50s and another age of glamour.
Yeah.
What does fascinate you in this glamour image?
It's beautiful.
I think it was the height of Earth culture.
Yeah.
It's 50s.
You know, I
so far.
I can walk down the street and declare myself a queen. Lux is a king.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And it's no secret that Lux Interior and Poison Ivy loved B-rated movies. The campiness of the genre films just holds a strange and mesmerizing appeal that I'd argue is pretty prevalent to this day. And B-rated films, also called B-movies or B-pictures, are cheaply produced, formulaic movies that served as a second feature on a double bill. Think of it as a B-side to a record. And during the 1930s and 40s, during the golden age of Hollywood, the B-rated movies were usually paired with a bigger budget, more prestigious A picture. But two B films were mostly used for midweek or Saturday matinee showings. And the most obvious characteristic of these B-rated movies, besides being formulaic, includes a tight shooting schedule, incredibly low budget, short running times, and minimal production designs. And B-films came into existence because of the exhibition practices of the Golden Age. A program consisted of two full-length feature films and was done so as to entice viewers into movie theaters during the Great Depression, when audience attendance began to drop. So by 1935, 85% of American motion picture theaters were programming double features, and the typical bill consisted of two features, cartoons, a newsreel, and previews to an upcoming film. And the runtime was usually 3 hours or more. So it was in the best interest of major studios who owned their own theater chain during that era to meet the demand of double bills. And they quickly found that the pairing of A films with a lower budget picture raked in more profit. A films were rented to other theaters for a percentage of the box office receipts, while B pictures were rented out at a fixed rate, making profits easy to calculate. And with this being said, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
My girl did a dance tonight. Oh yeah, my girl Find a door, booze, party, wine, wine. needed money that away. The man said, let me see your papers, what you write your name. Now there's one other question that still remains. Can you horsey do the dog? Can you horsey do the dog? There ain't nobody racing here if his horse can't do the dog. I said, looky here, mister, I've come a long way. He said, I don't care, go back the same way. Any horse that runs here's gotta feel like a man. If he can't do the dog, he can't run with his plan. Can you walk me to the dog? Can you haul me to the dog? There ain't nobody racing here if his horse can't do the dog. Would take the risk. Can you horsey do the dog? Can you horsey do the dog? There ain't nobody racing here if his horse can't do the dog. Can you horsey do the dog? Can you horsey do the dog?
So, keep in mind that the B rating does not signify poor quality. Major studios like Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, MGM, and RKO Radio Picture had separate operations called B units to produce their B films. Films later considered influential, including horror series at RKO, which were Cat People in 1942 and I Walked with a Zombie in 1943, and film noir classics such as Criss Cross in 1949 were made as B films. But when film production rose in the 40s, major studios began to abandon their B units. So several small studios stepped in to fulfill the need for low-budget movies, studios such as Republic and Monogram. And these studios were collectively known as Poverty Row, Gower Gulch, or the Beehive. Then B-rated movies further declined after 1948 when the US Supreme Court issued the Paramount Decrees, which prohibited restrictive booking practices and forced the major studios to sell their theaters. Then the competition from television and changes in taste resulted in the demise of the double bill. But they didn't go away entirely. Studios such as American International emerged during the 50s, and they offered cheaply produced exploitation movies, which were targeted to specific audiences or low-rent exhibitors. And although these movies were not paired with A pictures, they were still dubbed as B movies. And it was here that these movies became widely equated with shoddy production and poor quality filmmaking. And as usual, this is only the tip of the iceberg. B movies would roller coaster through the 70s and 80s and see popularity in the mainstream. But I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist.
We'll be right back. while down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. The cow moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. Give a little milk and give a little cream. We got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. When you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. We're going down to the pasture into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Night I heard Papa and my mama say, you better stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
So that's it for me this week, guys. I seriously can't express how grateful I am to have this community of music nerds to share weekly playlists and trivia with. So thank you from the bottom of my little black heart. And if you want some behind-the-scenes bits of this dumpster fire, find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and on my blog on WordPress under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next week, I am your forever stressed-out host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.